That's what Rabbanan hold. Marshenker Rameya holds no. When Rabbanan said you have to have kiyum as a pshat, not that the shtar is not worth anything. Rabbanan just said like we have to put a hold on the shtar to make sure if it's mezuyif or not. We have a chash, maybe the shtar was forged. Maybe the edim aren't true. So there's a hold on the shtar until we find out if it was forged or not. So the whole yisoid of kiyum is just to take away the chash of ziyif. Now, once the loivis says that the shtar was a good shtar, so loivis taken away our chash, our worries that maybe was forged. Once we have no more worries, the shtar by itself is a good shtar. So mainly you don't have a right to say prati, because the shtar is a good shtar. The rabbonin say no. If you don't have a kiyum, the shtar is like zero. It's not worth anything. So mainly when you come to mekayimit, you have to make the shtar usable. So if you say you paid up, that's not cool. You made the shtar usable. But according to Rameh, you don't have to make the shtar usable. The shtar is always good. So only the Rabbanan said that like there's a hold on it, we're not going to let you collect with the shtar until we take away our chash, maybe it was forged. So once you live agree it wasn't forged, there's no more chash in the shtar. The shtar is a good shtar. So you're not never to say you paid up because the other person is holding the shtar. This is the way Rashi learns. Right. Kufa, what we just say? That Amarav Unamarav. If the loiver agrees that I wrote up the shtar, but I'm telling you I paid it up already. The locher is ain't sarf l'kaimai. You don't, the malva doesn't have to have kiyum anymore. The loiver was mekayimit and the malva could collect the money with the shtar. Omalei Rav Nachman said back to Rav Huna, genuva, genuva, lomaloch. Well, what do you have to steal here? In other words, really what you're saying now, this is the shittas of Rameya. So he has a kasha. Why did you say it's time in your name? You should have said it over the name of Rameya. In other words, Rameya was only a yochid. The chachamim argue. So the way you said this halacha Rav Huna Marav, it's mashum the halacha is like you, and really what you're saying is only l'shitas Rameya, but the chachamim argue on you. Like Yisrael l'chok Rameya, if you really hold like Rameya, ain't halacha k'Rav Meya. What you should have said Rav Huna Marav is, the halacha is like Rameya. But not to say stam halacha, halacha like this, that people can make a mistake and think with Takapaskan that way. So, in other words, Rav Nachman really meant to say, I disagree with you. So, Amalei, Rav Huna said to Rav Nachman, Omar Hechisrulei, you Rav Nachman, how do you hold? Amalei, he said back, Ki also lekamon ledina, when such a star comes in front of me of the Bezdin, that the Ma'ova has a star, that there's no kiyum on the star, we don't know if the Edom are forged or not. And the loivis says, you know, I paid up the shtar. I'm meaning lo, Rav Nachman says, I take a hold, that's not called a kiyum. Even though the loivis agrees that the shtar was once good, but since the loivis says he paid up, he's saying now again, the shtar is zero, the shtar is not worth anything. That's not called a kiyum. So Mela, I tell them, zilo kaim l'shtaraychu. I tell the Malva, you go out and be mekayim the shtar. Go bring me two edim or bring me another shtar to prove that these signatures are true. The chaysel adina, and then I'll go and collect money with the shtar. But kol zaman we have a chash. Maybe these edim were forged. According to the Rabbanan Shita, the Rav Nachman's holding now, we say the shtar is worth zero. It's not called a shtar at all. So Mela, who's making the shtar? The leiva. But if the leiva says parati, that's not called making a shtar. If you say you paid up, you can't, that's not called making a shtar. So kids, so this is the machlekes, if the leiva helps or not. That's the machlekes from Meya and the Rabbanan. If somebody says this star, the Malva has a deed, has a star, saying that Shimon owes him $1,000. Now that's a good star. But now somebody says the star is Amona. Amona means on trust. In other words, what happened is that for some reason the Loiva wrote up a star that I owe you $1,000 and gave it over to the Malva, even though the Malva, Reuven, did not lend him the money yet. But he just trusts the Malva to hold on to the shtar until eventually he'll lend me the money. In other words, the Leiva wants to make sure he'll get the loan. So he writes up the shtar right now and he tells the Malva, listen, here's the shtar that you owe me, that I owe you $1,000. I'll let you hold on to the shtar until eventually someday you'll lend me the money. So, kids, if you say that, then you have no right to collect the money. That's called a shtar amona. So whoever says that this shtar is not really collectible, but just the opposite, it wasn't the loan never took place yet, is they on them and you're not believed. So Mora says, the common man, who said this? Who said that the shtar is not collectible? That the loan never took place? If you want to say the loiva says this, in other words, the malva has a good shtar here, saying that Shimon, the loiva owes me $1,000. And the loiva now says, you should know that shtar, was the loan never took place, it's a shtar amona. For the Gemara Pshit, of course he's not believed. Kol Kimine, like who believes the Leiva? So Malva has a good star here. And Rashi says, Avada means, let the Malva be Mekayim the star, and if the Malva is Mekayim the star, he'll collect the money. Pshita the Leiva can't like get away and say that the star wasn't good. The Malva has a good star here. V'yela de kama Malva, elamai the Brisa means that the Malva himself is agreeing that I don't have a right to collect right now, because I never really lent the money. For the Gemara, Tov lo Bracha. Like, what do you mean he's not believed? Why shouldn't he be believed? Like, he gets a bracha for this. Like, the Malva is agreeing, I don't know you, you don't owe me the money. So, of course, the Malva is believed. Like, how can you believe the Malva? It's a bracha what he's doing, that he doesn't want to steal. Ela de kam re'edim. Ela mai, we're talking about not the Malva, not the Leiva, but the Yedim. The Yedim that once signed in the star, telling us now, the star isn't really a usable star. So, how's it talking about? If we already have a kiyum on the star, that we have another star with the same signatures, and we compare the two signatures, and it's okay, so the star is mekuyim. So once the star is mekuyim, we said it's like the Edim and the star are telling us everything is kosher, that the loan took place. So pshitad leim hemen, havada, now we're not going to believe these two Edim when they're like being chayzer magid. And they're telling us right now, no, the star never took place, davo never took place. Pshita, we don't believe them. If they have a kiyum already, so once we have the star's mekuyim, it's like the star is telling us everything is true, so now the Edom themselves can't tell us the opposite. They're not never to be chayzer magid like we had before. We're talking about such a star that there's no kiyum yet. We do not know if the Edom were forged or not. Why don't we believe the Edom then? The Edom themselves, true, they're telling us Ksav Yadenu, it's our signatures. But they themselves are telling us the star is no good. They're telling us the Havor, the loan never took place. We only wrote off the star that maybe someday later he'll lend the money. But so far the loan never took place. So why shouldn't we believe the Edom? So what's beyond this Brisa? Tomorrow says, oh my Rabba says like this. Li'oilam dekoma loiva. We're talking about now, Tanka, the loiva is the one that's saying the star is a star. Is a star amona. So Shaila is, why isn't it says what? Ena Neman. The Kashi was Pshita. The Mar says, look, Rav Huna, like Rav Huna's halacha. The Yama Rav Huna Marav, Moidu Vishtasha Kosvu, ain't Sarf Lakaimoi. Now the kids were talking about now that the star was not Makuyim yet. The star didn't have any Kiyim. So if the Leiver now himself like agrees, I agree I have the star written up. And I had Edim signed the true Edim. But I'm telling you, the loan never took place. I only wrote up the star now that maybe on the hope that someday you'll lend me the money. So the chiddush is we don't believe the leiva. And we say it's like moida, shtar shekosvu, and locker is, ain't sarf l'kaimai. Since you leiva agree that you had the star written up, it's called as a good star. And now that you're telling us the loan never took place, we don't believe you. Why don't we believe you? So Rashi says it's also like there's a chazaka that most times people do that. Rashi says, loyavid inish, the cost of the most of loyavu. That's not a normal thing to do. Just like we said before, shtarchu biyadim avoy. The loyver is not nemet to say parati that I paid you up, because if you paid him up, what is the malva doing with the shtar? Here also, like this is not a normal thing to do. We don't believe you to say that you wrote up the shtar and gave it over, the loyver gave over the shtar to the malva, even if you didn't receive the loan. That's not a normal thing to do. So therefore we don't believe you. That's the chiddush of the Braisa. It goes according to Rav Huna Amar Rav, that when the Leiva agrees that he had the star written up, that's called the star's mekuyim, and you have a right to collect now with the star, even without kiyim. I'll tell you another chiddush. It could be talking about now where the Malva told us that this star was never really good. I never lent the money. And the kasha was then, pshita is believed, like how could you say it's not believed? I tell you, there's a big difference right now. We're talking about now, Reuven is the Malva. Because Reuven has a star that Shimon owes him $100. So really, Reuven is supposed to collect that $100. Now let's say Yehuda, he also has a star that Reuven owes him money. In other words, Yehuda once gave $100 to Reuven. And Reuven gave $100 to Shimon. So now, Shimon owes the money to Reuven. And really, Reuven owes the money to Yehuda. Now, if Reuven is saying that this star he has that says that Reuven, that Shimon owes him $100, if he's going to say it's a star amono, that he doesn't have a right to collect it and never lent the money, it's called Chav Lacherim. He's making Yehuda lose out. Because Reuven right now doesn't have any money to his name. So Yehuda comes to Reuven saying, I lent you $100, pay me back. Reuven says, I don't have the money right now. But Judah says, what do you mean? You have a shtar there saying that Shimon owes you $100. Go collect that money and give it to me. So in such a case, Reuven is not believed to say that shtar is no good. The Malva can't say now the shtar, I never lent the money. It's only on trust, but I never lent the money. You're not believed, because you're called Chav Lacherim, or Rav Nosson, like Rav Nosson's din. Tetani Rav Nosson Oimer, Minayin Noisa Bechaverev, you owe somebody money, Mona, you owe somebody $100, Bechavero Bechaveroi, and you owe the third person, like this case, Shimon owes Reuven $100, and Reuven owes Yehuda $100, Minayin Shemaitziyim Izeh, how do you know you take the money like out from Shimon? Venoistin Lazer, and Yehuda has the right like to collect the money directly from Shimon. Because even though Yehuda only lent the money to the middleman, to Reuven, and really Yehuda just goes to Reuven and says, give me the money. But since Reuven has the right to collect the money from Shimon, Yehuda now, the first one, also has the right to go to Shimon and get the money. Talmud Leiman, this the Pasuk says, Venosan Lasher Osham Loi. Doesn't say, Rashi says, V'loik Siv Lasher Hoveyu. Doesn't say you have to pay the money back to the one that lent you the money. But you have to pay back the money, the one that deserves the money. What do you mean who deserves the money? In this case, where there are three people involved, where Shimon borrowed the money from Reuven, and Reuven borrowed money from Yehuda. So now, really, Shimon owes the money to Reuven. But we say, since Reuven owes the money to Yehuda, it's as if Shimon owes the money directly to Yehuda. So Yehuda has a right to come and collect the money. If so, that's the chiddush here. We don't believe Reuven the Malva if he says the shtar is a shtar amona, because that's called Yachav Lacherim, and the mocker is Yachav Lacherim. We don't believe you. You have no amonis to be Yachav Lacherim. So the way Bezin sees the shtar is a good shtar. Therefore, we give Yehuda the right to go and collect the money from Shimon. Yeah, Ravashi Yom Ravashi says, Li'olam the Kamriyadim. Really, I'll tell you, no, we're talking about the Yadim. The Yadim themselves tell us that this shtar right now, even though they wrote it up, but the loan never took place. It was only on trust. And then, we don't have any other kiyim. We don't know for sure the Yadim weren't forged. So the kashu was of the Kamri, then the question was, they have a chura peshas or peshitter? Like, why don't we believe the Yadim? The Yadim themselves are coming and telling us right now that true, we signed the shtar, but we know the shtar never took place, the loan never took place, was on trust. So why shouldn't we believe them? Because it's a peshos, a peshitter. So Marian says, Kid Rav Kana. The Torah says, like Rav Kana says. The Yomer Rav Kana, Rav Kana says, also lo liyodom sheyishoy shtar amon avtech baisai. That you're not allowed to keep such a shtar in your house. Malva, really, it's an Aveira. In other words, to write up such a shtar is really an Aveira. It's not right. Because the loan never took place. So how can you write up a shtar of the life and give it over to the Malva? And the Malva holds a shtar. It's like a big Nisoyan. You have a check now that somebody owes you $1,000 and you never lent them the money. And any second now you can just change your mind and go and collect the money. It's a tremendous Nisoyan. So therefore, the Loch Ridge, you're not supposed to have such a shtar in your house. But the Pasuk says, Al tishkin v'lech avlo. Don't keep an avlo, a chet in your house. Like it's a tremendous Nisoyan. You have a check here saying that Reuben owes you $1,000 and it's collectible. And you yourself know you're not allowed to collect it because you never lent him the money. So such a shtar you're not allowed to keep in your house. The Yomer of Sheshes, Breda Ravidi, that Shmamin mid Rav Kana. From Rav Kana we hear like this, that Edim Sha'amru Amono Hayyidav Reino. Mamish our last case. That if Edim come and tell us, you should know Bezdin, this shtar that we signed on, the Havor, the loan never took place. Even though the Malva never lent the money, and they didn't plan on lending the money now, still we wrote up a shtar and we signed it. The Locher is Einam on him. We don't believe the Edim, they're not believed. My timer, why don't we believe the Edim? It's even in the case that there should be a Migu, a Peshasa. We don't know the shtar was Mekuyim. As far as we know, the shtar may be forged. How do we know the Edim are true? Because the Edim themselves are coming and telling us now, we signed there. So if they're telling us it's true, why don't we believe them what they're saying, that the loan never took place, it was only on trust? The Teretz is, Kivan the Avlu, Avlu Lechasmi. In other words, the cloud we had before, that ain't other Mesa Matzma Rosha. We don't believe you to say that you did a rishis. And over here, since it's an Avera like to sign to have such a star like this, it's an avla to keep such a star in your house, that the star is that somebody owes you money, and really he does not owe you the money. It's an avodah to keep the shtar. So therefore, if Edom say that they signed on the shtar, made up the shtar, they send it to Rishus. So like we had before, ain't not the Mesa Matzah Russia. We don't believe you if you tell us you did something wrong. Now, right, Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi, also liyodom shayishoy shtar peru b'tech beisai. Another lacha. If the Malva had a good shtar, he had a good shtar, the Malva lent the money, Reuven lent the money to Shimon, and he had a good shtar, and Lamais, after 30 days later, Shimon paid up the $1,000. But for some reason, Shimon didn't take the shtar back. Reuven still has the shtar. Halacha is, Reuven's not supposed to keep the shtar. Also, liyodom shayishoy shtar peru b'tech beisai. You're not allowed to keep the shtar in your house. Because the pasuk says, "Al tishkan v'lecha avlo," like don't keep in your tent an avlo navera, like it's a big nisayon again that you have a shtar again that you could collect it a second time. So it's a tremendous nisayon. So don't keep such a shtar. Don't keep such a check in your house, even though the person paid you up already. But the shtar looks like it wasn't paid up, so it's a temptation now to go and collect the shtar a second time. So you're not allowed to keep such a shtar in your house. But Marova Amri, now Tisrael used to say. B'marova, Mishmei de Rav Amri, the name of Rav used to say. The pasuk says, "Im oven v'yod chachikeyu." If you have an oven, something wrong in your hand, throw it away. Zeh shtar amona, or shtar pasim. That's a shtar amona again. If you have the malva has a shtar written up that he lent the money, and really he never lent the money, it's only on trust. Don't keep such a shtar in your house. Or shtar pasim. Shtar pasim is a type of a shtar like that. On the side it says, "Shepisu lahalvus leshtar." Sometimes a person wants to look like he's a rich man. If you want to go into business, so if you could prove to people that you're a rich man, it's very good for you. So Reuven asked Shimon, says Shimon, do me a favor, Shimon. Write me up a shtar that you owe me $1,000,000. And I have a shtar now that somebody owes me $1,000,000. So now when I go to business to make business deals, everybody will trust me and do good business with me. Because I have something to show off. I can show everybody, see this shtar, somebody owes me $1,000,000. That's called a shtar pasim. You want to be mafayas to people to make them like you. Again, it never took place that havo. It's the same thing, really, it's a sheker. That just the Reuven writes his friend a shtar to make his friend feel good, that he could show off to people as if he has money. So I write my friend a shtar, I owe you $1,000,000, even though I don't owe it to you. So such a shtar also you're not supposed to keep in your house. Because again, it's a big temptation. You'll come to collect it. It looks like a good shtar. You can go to bed and it says he owes you $1,000,000. So such a shtar you're not allowed to keep. That's this pasuk of Yemovim biyot chakikeyu, throw it away. Right to the end of the pasuk says, V'al tishkum b'yalech avlo, what does that go on? Zeh shtar prua. That goes on if you have a shtar that was paid up already, you're not allowed to keep such a shtar. So most of like this. Man b'yom shtar prua that you're not allowed to keep in your house. Kol shchein shtar amona. For sure you can't keep a shtar amona in your house. Because a shtar amona, you never had a right to write it up. You weren't allowed to write it in the first place, the shtar amona. Like the avor never took place. Mashenk and the shtar peru is the pshat. At the beginning, you lent the money. So you had a right to write up the shtar, but the guy never paid you. You had a right to write up the shtar. Later, when the person pays you, true, you're supposed to give it back. But for some mistake, you didn't give it back. So, Achur, that's not called such a big avera. If that's called an avera, pshit to the other one's called an avera. So the old, you can't keep a shtar perua, koshchen, you can't keep a shtar amona. But a man, the yom shtar amona, whoever holds you can't keep a shtar amona, I'll tell you, he holds, av shtar peru aloi, but a shtar peru you're allowed to keep in your house. Even though he paid you up already the money, you're allowed to keep it. Why? The zimnin de mashoyilei apshita de safra. Sometimes people hold it to collect the extra penny, the extra pshita, the extra pruta that it costs to pay the safra. In other words, the halacha is, when you write up a shtar, the loiva has to pay for the shtar. When you make a shtar havo, the loiva has to pay for the shtar. So the loiva, achutz from the $100 he borrowed, he has to pay back, he also has to pay back the extra pruta that the seifa cost. And sometimes the malva writes the shtar, or pays for the shtar, even though the loiva was supposed to. If the loiva doesn't have money, the malva says, I'll pay for that also, but pay me back. So what happens is, at the end, the loiva comes back and pays back the $100, but the extra pruta he owes for the money of the sefer, he doesn't pay. So in such a case, the malva has the right to hold the shtar until he pays you back the extra pruta. Now what happens is, usually once you get used to holding on to the shtar, even later when he pays you back the extra pruta, like you forget to give back the shtar. See, yod is not called such an avla, the fact you owe the shtar prua. It can happen, because You had a right to hold on to the shtar until you paid you back the extra penny for the sefer. And by the time you paid you that penny, you forgot to give back the shtar. So it could happen. It's not called an avla. Mashenka, to keep a shtar money, you had no right to write it in the first place. That's an avla. Itma, we learned. Sefer Sheina Mugav. You have a sefer Torah that has mistakes in it. His omer of Ami ad lamid yoy mutl shoysen. You're allowed to keep a shoysen. You're allowed to keep in your house for 30 days. Like it takes that long to fix it. But mikan vielach, after that, also le shoysoy. You're not allowed to keep the sefer in your house. Mishum shenemer atishkan vielach avlo. Like if it has mistakes, you'll come to learn from it, and you'll learn the mistakes. So once you don't fix it up in 30 days, like Vayit says, you're not going to fix it anymore. So then you have the right to hold on to it. You can only hold on to it if you plan to fix it. Because otherwise, we're afraid you'll learn the mistake, so it's no good. Omer Rav Nachman, Eidim Sha'omru Amon Hoydavarenu. If Eidim come and tell us that true, this is our ksav, we wrote up the shtar, but you should know the halvor, the loan never took place. It was only on trust, but the Malba never really gave the money. Is Alocha Ein Amonim? We don't believe them. Why? We'll soon see. Ein Amonim. What about the Moido Hoydavarenu? Is also Ein Amonim. Moido Hoyu is like this. Sometimes, this is like a shtar mechira. If I sell my fields, so when you sell a field, you write up a shtar saying, I'm selling you my karka. Now sometimes you don't want to sell your field, but somebody else comes and tells you, if you don't sell me the field, you should know I'll come in and rob you. Like sometimes people force you to sell the field. So that's called a maidor. So sometimes what you do is, like Reuven sees he has no right now, he can't stop this guy. This guy Shimon is bothering him terribly to sell him his field, and he doesn't want to sell the field. So what he does is Reuven, he goes over to the two Eidim privately and tells the two Eidim, Shinoh, I'm going to write up a shtar soon saying I'm selling him my field. But I don't really mean it. I don't want to sell my field. I'm only doing it just to get him off my neck right now. Next week we'll go and fight about it. So that's called the shtar maidor. That the Eidim know that the moicher never really meant to sell the karka. So the Eidim tell us this. Now in the shtar it's not written anything. The shtar it's written, a good mechira took place. As far as we know, Reuven really sold his fields. The Eidim came and tell us, no, we know that when they signed the shtar, the Moicher really didn't want to sell it, and the Mechir is not Chal. So do we believe the Eidim? Loch was again, ain't among them. We don't believe them. So Rashi explains, because of the klal of, lo yosei yapeh omor l'lishtara. What you say yapeh with your mouth can't come and ruin the shtar. The way we see the shtar right now, it looks like a perfect shtar. It looks like the shtar is good, it's collectible, al-tavor for the money, and the sale, it looks like the sale took place. If the Eidim are telling us, no, there's something wrong with the shtar, we don't believe them to go against the shtar. That's Rav Nachman Svara. Mab Rav Ashi doesn't also that Svara. He holds like this. Omar, Amona Eidim Reina Wein Amona. If the Eidim says it wasn't Amona, we talk it, don't believe them. Because the klal is of Amona, we don't believe them. Because it's ain't other Mason Master Russia. But Maidor Hoyde Vrain on Amonim, if they tell us it was a shtar Maidor, then we do believe them. My timer, why do we believe them? They say they were forced to do it. Terence says, Hai Nitin Lekosiv, Fahadu Nitin Lekosiv. Like we said, a shtar Maidor, the pshat is, you're allowed to write the shtar. Like somebody's bugging you right now to sell your car. He's forcing you to sell it. So you can't get rid of him, so you're going to write the shtar. But you told Aiden before, and you should know, I don't really mean it. So the Maisa B'Shas, you write the shtar, they have a right to write the shtar. It's being written for a purpose, in order to get this guy off my neck. So you have a right to write it. Therefore, it's not called an avla, it's not called Ein Adam Meisa Matzah Rosha. Therefore, you're Neman. But to stay a shtar Amona, that's called an avla, and that you're not Neman. So that's the Machlekes. If you write a shtar Maidor, if the Eidim says that this shtar, it looks very good, are they believed or not? Nachman says, no, lo yosa per mo l'shtara, you can't go against the way we see it in the shtar. Rav Ashi says, there's no problem, still you're Neman. Alright, I might as well stop here.